probably ever since I was 15 years old. Never lived here, but we've always had some friends in Chicago. And when I was 16, 17 on up, I used to go to Chicago at least twice a year.
Uh-huh.
And by going up there, and then I, maybe a lot of people thought I was a little extravagant, but a lot of times if there's a good concert or piano artist or a violin artist that I wanted to hear, I would catch a train out of here in the morning on the CNEI and go to Chicago and go to the auditorium and hear the concert, stay at the Conrad Hilton, which is used to be the Stevens Inn, and the prices were nothing like they are now. But then the next day I would catch train and come home.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done that quite a lot. In fact, one day I went up or happened to be in Chicago and Fritz Kreisler was playing. The next morning I got up and dressed, wandered out on Michigan Avenue and started to walk north, and here comes some fellow swinging a cane. And I looked up, and that's Fritz Kreisler. I thought, I'm going to speak to him, see what he says. And I said, good morning, Mr. Kreisler. He says, good morning, sir, good morning. How are you this morning? I said, I'm very fine. I said, anybody that could hear that wonderful program would make you feel fine the next. Oh, thank you so much. He says, I love to hear that. Wasn't that nice?
Yeah.
And he and I stood there for about 5 minutes and chatted. Very fine fellow. And he's just a man, was all he was.
Yeah.
But a lot of people would, I told that when I come home, didn't say, oh, gee, I wouldn't have the nerve to do that.
A little bold, huh?
But he was very, and you know, I really think that he did appreciate somebody saying that they enjoyed his program the night before, and that'd make anybody feel good the next morning.
That's what he was living for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, let's see here. Now in this part of the country, do you have any designations for highland?
In other words, you mean the elevation of land?
Yeah.
Or any part of the country, this part that is called the highlands,
or any designation for a peak of something or other there.
A hill.
Uh huh. We don't have anything any bigger than a hill.
No, we don't. I wonder. Even down on this trip a few weeks ago, along the Ohio, I wouldn't turn them anything more than hills. They probably were 150 and 200 feet high,
mm-hmm.
right along the river there, the river bluffs. But they were hills. They weren't abrupt bluffs. They were just hills covered with vegetation, trees,
mm-hmm.
and homes built in these hills.
Mm-hmm. Well, where do you have to go to get into the big ones? We have to go down to the Smokies.
We don't have any big hills here. The Brown County would probably be the biggest in the state of Indiana. And I would say those down in Switzerland County are just as big as Brown County. In fact, to me, they were prettier than Brown County because they had the river there to set them off. Another thing, the towns that you would go through were built on these hillsides, and you'd see a white church there and make you think you were traveling in the New England states when you're in Switzerland County.
Yes.
If
well,
you
that's
ever
our
get a chance
New
to
England
take,
territory, isn't it?
Yeah, if you ever get a chance to take that drive, especially along in the fall,
mm-hmm.
It's worthwhile. It's very interesting to take that trip, and it's full of history, of course.
Oh, yes. Well, that's where, isn't that where, in the general territory, where Eggleston drew his material?